Energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 46. Winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tonight. Mixed precipitation likely 27. Mixed precipitation possible at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 35. About an inch of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 43.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. The Board of Trustees of the Vermont State Colleges System announced on Wednesday that Dr. Elizabeth Mauck will assume the position of System Chancellor effective January 1st of next year. Dr. Mauck has served as president of Bethany College in Lenzburg, where she was previously the vice president of academic affairs and dean of the college. The Bethany Board of Directors is actively engaged in selecting an interim president who will be announced by December 31st. Law enforcement authorities investigating the death of a boy found in an alley in downtown Kansas City have identified him as 5-year-old Grayson O'Connor. Surveillance footage confirms he fell from an apartment building on Monday. However, the circumstances surrounding how he fell is still under investigation. When first responders located the boy, he was suffering from bodily trauma. EMS pronounced him dead at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
A Burlingame woman was arrested after methamphetamine was allegedly found in her car during a traffic stop. The Osage County Sheriff's Office said that just after 11:20 Tuesday night, law enforcement officials stopped a vehicle near South Topeka and West Santa Fe Avenue in Burlingame due to a traffic violation. During the stop, the Sheriff's Office said illegal drugs were allegedly found, and as a result, the driver, Judith A. Mundy, 58, of Carbondale, was arrested. Mundy was booked into the Osage County Jail on possession of methamphetamine, also possession of drug paraphernalia. Wednesday night at 10:35, a 33-year-old man from Lebo was driving north on KS-99 south of Emporia. A 62-year-old man was traveling south on KS-99. The 33-year-old hit a deer that entered the road and then veered into the southbound lanes, hitting the 62-year-old man. Several people were injured in the accident and taken to area hospitals. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Valley County Sheriff Casey Hurlburt claims he's not guilty of felony insurance fraud. Hurlburt's case advanced to trial court in Valley County after he waived a preliminary hearing. Last week, he entered a written plea of not guilty and waived his arraignment in district court. No trial date is scheduled, but he's scheduled for a pretrial hearing on March 20th of next year. Court documents show he's accused of reporting an accident involving a personal car to have happened in October of last year. The actual date of the crash was March of last year. The charge alleges that Hurlburt was trying to have repairs done on his car under an insurance policy he took out in April of last year. The Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy is offering free nitrate sample kits and lab analysis to private drinking water well owners across the state until January 31st of next year. Well owners can request a free nitrate sample kit by calling NDEE at 402-471-2186. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Grammy-nominated artist, performer, and songwriter Marcus King is coming to Newkirk.
Give me that rock and roll.
Live at Seven Clams First Council Resort Casino, Saturday, December 2nd. Get tickets at the Seven Clans Players Club or sevenclans.com. Marcus King, live in concert December 2nd. At Seven Clans First Council Resort Casino in Newkirk.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street. Stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A tie vote for Washington County USD 108 School Board was decided by a coin flip by county commissioners, and Kelsey Beichman won the race, breaking a tie vote with Lindsay Hattishall. Another race for Vining City Council was also settled by a coin toss. 11 arrests in February in Crete last week were the result of a year-long investigation by the Nebraska Motor Vehicle Department Fraud Unit in connection with buying and distributing fake ID documents with assistance from Jefferson and Saline County authorities. Ballots mailed to eligible voters for Farm Service Agency committee elections are due to be returned by December 4th at the local FSA offices. Christmas opening festivities are planned this weekend, including Marysville Saturday, featuring breakfast with Santa at the Lincoln Center from 8 to 10 a.m., activities at the library, cartoons for kids at Marshall County Abstract, and a scavenger hunt at the historic courthouse are scheduled from 10 to 2. Kester House and Pony Express Barn will be open. Carolers will be downtown. An Elf King and Queen contest and pet costume contest are at 1:30 at the historic courthouse. Santa's parade in Marysville is Saturday at 2, and he'll greet youngsters at his house on the Kester block until 4:30. Waterville celebrates Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday with Mrs. Claus Storytime at the library at 3:30, Christmas wagon rides at 4, a Santa cruise at 4:30, and Santa's arrival at 5. Kids' crafts and activities downtown from 4 until 6, a free will soup dinner at the Waterville Community Center Saturday at 5:30, with drawings for hams, turkeys, and ground beef every half hour at 5:30, 6, and 6:30 p.m. A Frankfort Hometown Festival Saturday includes a farmer's market from 10 to 12:30 with Christmas candy. Santa's to arrive at 10:30 and will be downtown until noon. Bid on decorated themed trees on display at 119 North Kansas Avenue from 10 to 2. And a sip and shop is planned at Frankfort Businesses Saturday from 2 until 6. Santa will stop in Washington Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. at Kerry Heitman's Photography Studio with kids' activities and treats. Lions Club will host a pancake feed. The 43rd Annual Gifts and Goodies Craft Fair runs 8:30 till 2 in the old elementary building in Washington. Sunday in Palmer, a soup supper is planned at the cafe at 5, with kids' activities starting at 4. Santa's arrival and a number of other events throughout the early evening Sunday, hosted by the Palmer Booster Club. A holiday lighted parade in Beatrice Saturday evening is planned at 5:30. The King Singers return to Marysville Saturday evening with a 7 p.m. performance in the Marysville High School Auditorium. The a cappella ensemble will perform Wish Upon a Star. $20 tickets available online at marshallcountyarts.org and at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office weekdays 10 to 2. On Sunday, the Marshall County Community Choir will showcase The Promise of a King along with a piano duet, and the United Church of Christ handbell ringers at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church, 1500 North Street in Marysville. Ronald L. Ron Jaquist, age 82 of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquist. Emma Maxine Stewart, age 94, of Washington, passed away November 25th. Celebration of life service, Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial, Friday, 2 p.m. at the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation, Thursday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Stewart. Joe P. Jimenez, Jr., age 70, of Marysville, passed away November 26th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday at 1:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore. There will be a visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. Family greeting friends Thursday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Joe Jimenez, Jr. Wilma J. Leidig, age 79, formerly of Washington, passed away October 26th. Any graveside service is planned Monday, December 4th at the Washington City Cemetery, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wilma Leidig. Patricia J. Patty Wather, age 76, of Wymore, passed away November 25th. Graveside service is planned Tuesday, December 5th at 2 p.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Patty Wather. J.C. Chandler, age 25, passed away November 23rd. He was formerly of Frankfort, passed away after a long brain injury sustained in an automobile accident in 2016. Service will be held in Kansas and announced at a later date. Melinda A. Hagenmeyer, age 60, of Randolph, passed away November 24th. Memorial service is planned December 8th at the Anders Fifley Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Melinda Hagenmeyer. Elder W. Al Losey, age 82, of Beatrice, passed away November 26th. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Fox Funeral Home, in charge of Beatrice, in charge for Al Losey.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. There will be a chance for some rain and snow showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Rain and snow showers may continue in throughout Friday as well, cloudy with our highs in the mid 30s, and mostly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. There will be another chance for some rain and snow showers throughout the afternoon on Saturday, still cloudy with our highs in the mid 30s and lower 40s, and some showers early Saturday night, then staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Warming up into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Slightly warmer throughout Monday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and staying partly cloudy into Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And still sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, then clear skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s, and even warmer throughout the day on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November, 49. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 27, and the record low, 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 5:06.
Boiling vegetables isn't complicated, but there's still a chance you've been doing it all wrong. We will share some boiling basics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 30th, the 334th day of the year. Sir Winston Churchill and Mark Twain were both born on this day. Boiling vegetables is about the simplest thing you can do in the kitchen. But here's a few facts that might make you rethink your methods. The longer vegetables are in the water, the more flavor and nutrients they lose. So the goal should be to cook as quickly as possible. Don't set them on the stove in cold water. Bring the water to a boil before adding to the pot. Green vegetables should be cooked in as much water as possible without a lid. Other veggies should have only enough water to cover them, and lids are recommended. And a pinch of salt does double duty, helping water to boil more quickly while adding a touch of seasoning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Colby Rogers had 19 points in Wichita State's 80-68 win over Richmond on Wednesday night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Rogers added 7 rebounds and 3 steals for the Shockers, who are now 7-1. Xavier Bell did score 17 points and added 5 rebounds. Up next for the Shockers is a huge test Sunday at Missouri. Tip-off is slated for 2 p.m. in Columbia, Missouri. Fresh off a comeback win after trailing 14-0, the Chiefs quarterback has racked up another award. Patrick Mahomes was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, the 10th time he has received that award in his career. Mahomes threw for nearly 300 yards and a pair of touchdown passes, leading the Chiefs to a 31-17 win over the Las Vegas Raiders. According to the NFL's release, Mahomes has thrown for 2 or more touchdowns in 66 games, the most by any player in his first 7 seasons. Mid-America Network Sports.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Two standouts took home big individual awards, including K-State senior Cooper Beebe and KU sophomore Austin Booker. Beebe was named the Big 12's Offensive Lineman of the Year for the second straight season, and Booker was named the Defensive Newcomer of the Year. Included on the first team are KU's Austin Booker, KU's Kobe Bryant, KU's Dominic Pooney, K-State's Ben Sennett, and K-State's Cooper Beebe. One of the best quarterbacks in Emporia State and MIAA history, Braden Gleason, is up for a very high honor. Gleason was named one of the 9 finalists for the 2023 Harlan Hill Trophy. That's the NCAA Division II College Football Player of the Year. Gleason was a unanimous first-team All-MIAA selection at quarterback. He leads the nation in completion percentage, ranks 2nd in touchdown passes, total offense, and points responsible for. Gleason and the Hornets take on Southern Nazarene December 2nd in the Funtown RV Heritage Bowl in Corsicana, Texas. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball season tips off Thursday night. Marysville girls and boys at Hiawatha. Games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Dillard Odell plays host Pawnee City. Marysville home opener hosting Sabetha is Friday evening. Again, the game's live on KNDY. Friday night tip-offs include Valley Heights hosting Riley County, Hanover home to Thayer Central, Frankfort at Pawnee City, Axtell entertains Donovan West, Centralia's host to Nemahal Central, Diller O'Dell at HTRS, and Southern tips off at Palmyra.
Enhance your landscape's year-round beauty as well as its pollinator and wildlife appeal with our native Indian grass. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, this warm season prairie grass combines nicely with little blue stem and most prairie flowers. The attractive blue-green leaves grow in 3 to 5 feet tall clumps and turn an orange-yellow in fall. The feathery flowers appear above the leaves in late summer through fall. Flowers darken to bronze, then fade to gray. Seed heads persist through winter, adding beauty to the winter garden and food for the birds. Grow Indian grass in full sun and well-drained soil. It tolerates drought once established, rocky soils, and black walnuts. It will sell seed and may flop in rich, moist soils. Use multiple plants for texture or individual plants as an accent plant in the garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Some cities have skyscrapers that dominate the skyline. When you live in a small town, it could well be the water tower that is the tallest structure. Here, this structure may not be the very tallest, but it is certainly the most unique. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
If you drive into Pella, Iowa, you'll notice one very unique structure dominating the skyline.
The windmill is a recreation. It's not an original windmill from the Netherlands, but it was built to be an exact replica of an 1850s corn mill or grain mill.
And that mill would have been much like the ones a group of 800 Dutch immigrants who settled in Pella, Iowa would have known from their home country. Jesse Galligan is the executive director at Pella, Iowa Historical Museums. The windmill may not be centuries old, but it has its roots in the old country.
The windmill was built in the Netherlands, taken apart, shipped here piece by piece, and then reassembled here. And it's one of the largest working windmills in the United States. We actually do grind flour.
And that campus contains almost two dozen buildings, most resembling businesses from the settlement era that plied the Dutch trades. Times have changed, but the Dutch roots remain.
I was a Vos before I got married, so I claim some of that Dutch heritage myself. When you go through our phone book, the V section is the largest part. You have all the Vandas and Vers and Vans, and there is a lot of Dutch heritage still here.
Pella holds many events throughout the year to celebrate its heritage, and the historical museums do a great job of sharing the message as well. Jesse says there's a spirit about this place that seems appealing to many, no matter from where you may come.
Whether you can speak Dutch and trace your ancestry back to that original group in the 1840s, or your last name is Smith and you moved here a year ago, there's a place to fit in here, and a lot of times it is community surrounding that Dutch culture.
It is truly a slice of Americana, with a town celebrating its past while creating a vibrant present and future for its residents and visitors alike. Traveling the countryside in Pella, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Snow removal on an acreage can be challenging. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The equipment you'd need usually involves tractors and blades, so it's important to take extra safety precautions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
The tractor is a very handy piece of machinery to have when clearing snow in the wintertime, and pushing it around with the blade is very efficient. But snow also adds another dimension of risk in terms of operation. Mark Hanna is an extension ag engineer at Iowa State University. He says a tractor that's being used for snow removal must have a rollover protection system.
It's relatively common that the tractor is not going to be on a level roadway, but something maybe kind of on a side slope. Maybe you're pushing the snow around, kind of get off on the edge of an embankment. You don't know where the edge of that embankment is a lot of times, too. You know, it's just like tall weeds in the summertime and tractor overturn hazards. You can end up with the same type of situation with loose snow.
Stay clear of obstacles like stumps and rocks that are close to the embankment. Surfaces can be slick, adding to the instability. Hannah says even though you'll be driving the tractor slower than usual, it can still skid off the road if it hits a patch of ice. Quite often when we have to fight the cold and snow, we rush, and this can make the task even more dangerous.
If you've got a front-end loader and you're doing any maintenance around it, certainly make sure that you've got it mechanically blocked up. Don't rely on the hydraulics if you get underneath it, that type of thing. And then on the blower, just like small snow blowers, you want to make sure you stop the power to the blower and disengage the power to the blower and probably stop the engine before attempting to clean anything out of the discharge area.
Visibility is another issue, especially if you'll be out while it's still snowing. Be sure all the lights on the tractor are working so other vehicles in the area can see you. Find more tips for snow removal safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
Way up in the sky, a little lamb.
goodness in
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of a used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
A vision for a hunger-free world. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of precision farming tools that connect your entire operation year-round. Planter, Ag Leader It. Sprayer, Ag Leader It. Combine, Ag Leader It. Farm data, you guessed it, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
If we all work together, harness science and harness knowledge, we can, in fact, end hunger.
That's Rajiv Shah, president of the Rockefeller Foundation and author of the book Big Bets, How Large-Scale Change Really Happens. In the book and on stage at the recent Borlaug International Dialogue, Shah says the real impact on global hunger will come when we get serious about investing in feeding programs.
Most of our resources, even resources that are tagged to fight hunger, are not going to infant and young child feeding, are not going to school feeding, are not informed by science-based targeted feeding that's tethered to measuring nutrition outcomes at scale.
Shah says combating hunger effectively will require acting in concert on multiple fronts.
I look at this data around what effectively climate change is going to do to the fight against hunger globally, and it's shocking. It's shocking. It basically wipes out decades of work unless we reinvigorate the fight. And that has to start with politics. It has to start with building a bipartisan coalition around this.
For a link to a video of Shah's presentation, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Don't head out on your next adventure riding on a set of tires you're not sure will make it across town. Stop by and see Bryce at Hilltop Tires in Marysville. With the knowledge to set you up right and the personal style you prefer, you'll leave Hilltop flying high. Fitting tires for everything from semis to ATVs, Hilltop Tires is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, because flats don't have a schedule. Located below the old water tower in Marysville, call Bryce today at 785-619-6035.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack spoke at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters just a week or so ago, talking about what's going on with the latest in the ag industry.
Listen, it just seems like I've been with you for the 80 years of this association. But it is good to be back, and I think I've got quite a bit to talk about today.
He says some of the priorities he is working on with the U.S. Department of Agriculture is consolidation, or he says that he's looked throughout the history of the country when it comes to the Commissioner on Agriculture.
In the preface of that report, he talks about concerns that he has about consolidation of farmland and the impact that it had in history on what he believed to be the rise and the fall of the Roman Empire, and was suggesting that we in the United States need to keep an eye on that very issue.
He says since the 1980s, the Secretary of Agriculture at the time expressed similar similar concerns as the United States moved away from contained production to market orientation.
And some of you may remember Secretary Butts, who basically said to American farmers, hey, fence row to fence row, plant whatever you can, produce whatever you can. Bob Berglund expressed similar concerns to what Isaac Newton expressed, which was, is this policy going to lead to larger farms and fewer farmers? And if so, is that a good thing?
Finally, he goes on to say that last year was the best farm income year in history for the U.S., yet he said he still was concerned as half of the farms didn't make money, and 40% of farms that made money still need an off-farm job in order to support themselves.
I asked myself whether or not there has, in fact, been a decline in the number of farms, and if so, how much, and should we be concerned about it? Well, it turns out, since 1981 to the present time, we've lost 437,300 farms. That's one out of every six farms in this country gone. Just to give you a sense of how many farms that is, that's every farmer today in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Colorado. Gone. And the first question I think I ask audiences, including this one, is are we okay with that?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Tulsa Farm Show is back December 7th through 9th at the SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with live cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. OSU Extension Seminar scheduled for Thursday and Friday, and $1,000 in show bucks given away daily at 1 p.m. courtesy of Can-Am. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for full details and an interactive show floor plan. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns at manradio.com. That's ddowns at manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
If you have extremes of wet and dry weather, you'll have problems with moldy feed corn. Keep an eye on it so your animals don't get sick. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Looking for a herbicide as versatile and reliable as your favorite pocket knife? Anthem Flex Herbicide offers the versatility you need to keep your crops clean. Protect your wheat this season with unmatched flexibility and extended residual control of broadleaf weeds and tough grasses, including Italian ryegrass. Minimize resistance and help maximize yields with Anthem Flex Herbicide. Visit your FMC retailer or ag.fmc.com to learn more. Always read and follow all label directions.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Weather was too wet in some areas and too dry in others. Both extremes increase the risk of feed corn becoming moldy, which increases the risk of mycotoxin formation. This causes health problems in animals that ingest it. High levels of toxin can interfere with the immune system, cause liver damage, and affect hormonal changes. Mike Hutchins is a retired dairy specialist at the University of Illinois. He says there are four common mycotoxins found in corn.
You have a lot of wet conditions and cool, then vomitoxin or DON, they call it, can come into play. Another one that would fall in the category would be what they call the T2 toxins, and then the third one would be zearalenone. Now, aflatoxin is basically drought stress corn, hot conditions, and usually the corn maybe has a small amount of insect damage or challenge to it.
Corn should be dried to less than 15% moisture and properly cooled and stored to resist mold and mycotoxins. The corn should look wholesome without patches of white or black molds. If you're not sure about the condition of the feed, keep an eye on your animals after they've eaten it.
Watch two things. Watch dry matter intake and then watch any fecal changes in the animal. And that may give you a pretty good early warning then that the animal's telling you that something is not digesting properly in that corn.
You could dilute it with clean corn and only allow well-conditioned animals access to it. Adding a mycotoxin binder made from yeast or clay might prevent the toxin from being absorbed. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mold and mycotoxins in feed corn at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network community. Hoosier moving through a Thursday. Market's closing here in just a little bit. We're still mostly lower in the livestock right now. The grain market, we are mixed but slightly higher on the day. Right now, we'll see how we close here in just a bit. December corn is slowly moving upwards still. December corn up by 10.5 cents at 460 and a quarter. The March corn up by 8.5 at 484 and a quarter of a cent. Kansas City wheat for December, they're in the green 5 cents right now, sitting at 645 even, with the March up 9 and 3 quarters at 644 even a bushel. Looking at your oats market, December oats are up 8 and a quarter at 368 even, with the March oats up 6.5 at 368 and a half a cent. Looking at your soybeans, January beans up a half a cent to 1347 and a half. The March up a half a cent at 1366 even. Mixed in the meal is the December meal is up $1.10 to 4.45 and 40 cents. January's down $1.10 at 4.25 at 90, and some red in the later futures there. The soybean oil for December down 18 cents at 52.5, with the January down 14 cents at 52.50. Canola market, January's down. Numbers continue from yesterday. December U.S. dollar index up 65 cents at 103.33. March index up 74 cents at 103.04. We have the euro sitting at 109. The British pound at 126. 30-year bonds for December down about a quarter of a point to 116.17. And the 10-year notes for December is down slightly, sitting at 109.18 right now. Stock market on the board today is still mostly mixed, with the Dow Jones up 238 points, the S&P down by 8 points, the NASDAQ in the red by 112. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Attention Wichita and surrounding communities. Have you been told you've got too much negative equity in your trade to make a deal? Did you pay over MSRP and are now stuck with a huge loss? You're not alone. At Midwest Kia, we never price over sticker. Come to Midwest Kia's Great Thanksgiving Negative Equity Elimination Event. That's right, come see us at Midwest Kia, and if we can't put a reasonable deal together because of your negative equity, you'll be entered into a chance to win up to $10,000 of Midwest Kia's negative equity elimination money. That's up to $10,000 more for your trade to help you get back into equity towards the purchase of any vehicle on our lot. At Midwest Kia, we offer a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come to Midwest Kia and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Winner picked on November 30th, 2023. Need not be present to win. Winner receives up to $10,000 applied against negative equity of trade-in on credit purchase of vehicle from Midwest Kia. Negative equity is the difference between trade-in, ACV, and payoff. See dealer for details.
Planning new construction? If it's an outbuilding, storage, home addition, or a new home, the pros at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber will help you put together everything you need from start to finish. They can help you with your design with recommendations and cost estimates, helping you find the right product at the right price. And it's delivered free for you when you're ready, when you shop local. Everything you need for your dream home or a simple shed is at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. Visit with them today.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The U.S. Agency for International Development recently awarded $22 million to Kansas State University to lead the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab. Director of the lab, Jagger Harvey, discusses what the team of experts around the world will work to accomplish.
So this particular innovation lab is focused on climate-resilient cereals. So the cereals that it focuses on are millet, sorghum, wheat, and rice. And about 60% of cereals globally are rain-fed, so they're not irrigated. And what this innovation lab does is it works on upstream germplasm enhancement. So the basic seeds in a breeder's toolbox that they use to cross and produce the varieties that Kansas farmers or Kenyan farmers or farmers around the world ultimately plant in their fields.
The lab is valuable in hoping to help prepare for the growing world population.
Really what USAID's vision for this program was, it's again to really move the needle, since we have to have 70% more cereal production by 2050 to feed the estimated 10 billion people that there will be in the world in a harsher and harsher climate. So they really wanted to make sure that they supported the land grant system to flex our full capacity to move the needle to produce climate resilient cereals.
Harvey says how they want the lab to come together to support work that experts are already doing in the field.
There are some fantastic breeders that we're partnering with around the world. They're already extremely successful at producing varieties that farmers and consumers prefer in their countries. Many of them have been trained in advanced universities here in the U.S. land grant system as well and gone back. So looking forward, we want to equip them so that within and beyond this program, they can continue adapting their breeding efforts to a changing climate, using things like computer modeling to look into their crystal ball, see what the climate might be like in 10 years, decide if they want to continue planting corn in certain parts of the country or if something like sorghum and millet will fare much better. And so we want to deliver for USAID, for U.S. agriculture, for global agriculture to continue increasing yield stability in a changing climate so that we can honestly have a more stable world. So really it's a win-win. We're working together through this program, we can really make sure that collectively we can have that 70% more cereal production that's needed by 2050.
That was Jagger Harvey, director of the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab at K-State, on how this team will work together to support the needs of people in the U.S. and across the globe. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
High school basketball season tips off Thursday. Marysville's at Hiawatha, home opener with Sabetha Friday, live on KNDY.
KNDY.
A classic country library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.